Do you ever want the world to stop spinning? Not long enough to kill people, you know, with the lack of gravity, but just because you've got so many creative ideas and projects you want to do and fulfill and dream of, but actually getting it actually done is really difficult with time and schedules. I think all creatives suffer from this. I'm particularly having a problem with it at the moment, with so much on, both work-wise and also my own projects. And there's certainly a process I always go through to try and get myself focused and down and get things finished, because it's great being someone who talks about having projects. I could do this and this and this, but even better to be someone going, I've done this, have a look at this, and then I've done that and have a look at that. That's how you build a body of work as a creative in whatever creative field you are, be it a filmmaker, an actor, a novelist, a sculptor. You've got to get the work done, finished and out there. So these are my 12 steps to getting things done that always work. They are 100% reliable, I find, if I follow them. And when I don't, I get stressed. So here we go. And there's some much further notes actually in the blog. So number one, turn off the tap. No more listening to anyone else. No more podcasts, no reading blogs on marketing. Only look at those email inboxes that are vital to the next lot of jobs. So I have some acting inboxes and no one else can get to me otherwise. So no more discussions with friends about possibilities unless it's actually nailing down what's happening. Yes, sure. Lots of creatives have part-time jobs. At the moment, I'm freelancing. I've got a 3-day-a-week, 8-month modelling contract for Indesit, which is fantastic because I'm learning lots and they're a great production company. But again, it's time out of my day, so I've got to fit things around those, because those days I don't really get anything else done, to be honest. So that's turn off the tap. Step two, plan. I use a mixture of Evernote and David Allen's Getting Things Done. I'll do separate podcasts about this later. But what I will say is you need a place to dump all your ideas. What are all your projects? Write them all down, all of them in one place, and the things you're needing to do. And then you can come back to that. Step three, focus on one project. What is the one thing you really want to get done now? It might be that it's telling you, because you have set some deadlines to get things done, which is certainly the only way I ever get things done. I mean, I've said I am going to premiere my web series, Songs of Soho, on May 3rd this year, and I'm filming the first 4 episodes tomorrow. So I've got no choice, basically. That is a deadline that's picked itself. Number four, ask what's next. What is the next actionable thing you can do with this project? Is it call so-and-so to ask if they collaborate? Is it write a script? Is it find a location? Is it book yourself for the next 3 weeks, you're going to spend 2 hours a day writing your novel. Whatever it is, what is the next actual thing you can do? Next step, see what I can batch. Batching is very important. John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire batches 7 podcasts a week. So he makes on a Monday morning, he films 7 podcast interviews with entrepreneurs, which takes 7 hours, and then he edits. He has a 16-hour day on a Monday, which leaves the rest of the week for him to do what he needs to do. Fantastic. And that's the way to do it. So I am going to batch. I'm going to film 4 webisode episodes, ideally 5, this Saturday, because they're only going to be 90 seconds each. So I'm hoping to get the whole 13 web series filmed in 2 or 3 shoot days, which is going to be much better. So see what you can batch. Can you batch marketing together, you know, 2 hours or a day of marketing rather than bits, because it's hard to get refocused. Then the next step is do not look at anything else till you have finished that what next action, because it could be what next with batching or just a singular action. So no Facebook, no Twitter, no la la la. Yes, go to your mother's birthday, but you've got to say what around your normal schedule of daily activities, which are vital to pay the bills, is make sure you only focus. So whatever's happening in the world of the news, I think you can live without for a couple of days. I do. And you definitely don't. You can catch up on Breaking Bad or the finale of The Walking Dead, all of that stuff. It's possible to do later date. Your creativity has to be the most important thing right now. So next step, go back to the same project. Have a look at it. See what else, what other areas you need to deal with. One of the things I've dealt with at the moment is I've realised we might have sound issues for recording in Soho. So I have had to go, OK, what next? My next actual thing is, what am I going to do? How am I going to film it? Make some calls about that. And then the next step is complete that necessary action. So don't worry about the big picture, how you're going to get it, how you're going to be embarrassed if this is a flop. No, just go, okay, I need to make some calls about how do I get the best sound when I'm filming outside, because I don't know. So there we are. Now, the step number 10, I'm looking at these as I go, I should have numbered them beforehand, is repeat the previous two steps till the project is finished and ready to ship. So asking what's next and completing the necessary actions is just a little loop. You're going to do it again, repeat and rinse, until your project is ready to ship, aka get it out of the door. Right, the penultimate step of this, market that project. Who wants to know about it? Who's been involved? And you should let them know. Who would you like to let know? Are there some, is there some radio, some local press, some blogs that are really interested in you? Whatever your project is, contact them and market them. The work is very important, but if no one gets to hear about it, is it art if no one sees it, is a question. I'm going to say, I don't think it is. It's art for you, but you know, I know what a big hurdle this is. I struggle with this so much myself. I've got novels sitting on my hard drive. But I tell you, it's just because I've not put them through this process, because I'm putting other stuff through this process right now. My career, my working career as an actress, and now I guess producer, making my own work as well, is priority right now. But those novels are not going to be sitting on my hard drive forever, because I just am going to plug them through this. So you have to market. And then, the last step is market some more. Yes, go on. Who is it you haven't spoken to? Who are you scared to contact? What press would you like to see? Is there a journalist? Research, market. Are there some LinkedIn groups that you're desperate to get hold of or think, oh, this would be really interesting? So this is the 12-step process. It'd be really good to get some feedback on what you're doing next projects. And, you know, every time you're having an I'm having too many ideas crisis, this is the process to go through. I mean, I've just flown back from MIP TV, which is the Cannes Festival. It's the biggest festival worldwide for TV and digital content. So I saw so many great, amazing talks and people all coming up with great ideas. The big buzzword, of course, is interactivity, as we know. So I've come back with way too many ideas. I finally pressed the button to finalise my If You Can't Make Love, Make Coffee jazz album, which I made with 9 musicians. To be honest, even the process of getting on CD Baby is taking me too long. I've got some novels, including one that my mother has read and really keeps saying, you should get this out. It's great. She's really positive about this one. And she's not normally like that. So, I mean, she's very motivating, inspiring to me, but she really is banging the drum for this particular project. And I've got the web series Songs of Soho, because I'm doing a week of shows in the West End Theatre in London. So I've got a lot on my plate. And of course, I've got my other work and I need to do odd bits. I'm finishing filming a short film I've done 3 days shoot on already. So I come at this from knowing what you're going through, because I do it myself. I've done shows, taken shows to Edinburgh, Brighton, Montreal. I've been on hundreds of film sets and worked for other people. And now I'm finally going, I want to do some of my own production, just because this is a way I can get some projects off the ground that may not never do, the singing psychic being one of them, and some of her standalone sketches, including her Let's Replace Jeremy Clarkson on Top Gear, are already on the site, so I'll put some links. But just ask yourself what's next. That's the big thing. Today, what is next? Bye. It's Marisha for Love Your Creativity, wanting you to get more creativity out, because the world needs you.